could be hit.
So. Eat the kidneys and heart, and but you never eat the lung.
Liver.
Eat the liver. Eat the tongue.
The lung we usually threw on the coals of fire and cooked them a little bit for the dogs.
Yeah, the lung, we never used the lung, no.
I meant to ask you if that head cheese was ever pickled. Did you eat it that way, prepare it that way?
No.
No, the only thing we did pickle was pig feet.
Pig feet. Mm-hmm. I see. Getting back to utensils, what would you call the container that you would use to display cut flowers in?
Flower vase, I guess. That's all I ever called it.
Just a vase?
I guess so. Yeah, I guess so.
Do people around here grow flowers in a vase, or do
no.
they grow them in some other container?
No, you got to grow them out in the yard and then cut them.
I see.
Or unless you've got pot plants.
So you would have the vase for just for looks.
Cut flowers.
Right, for the cut flowers. But you could grow them in a flower pot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then you don't cut them. You. If you want to give somebody, you know, when you go to a flower shop, you buy these pot plants and they put pretty paper around it and they give them to people that are sick or something like that. They grow them in them pots like that.
I see. Well, what about the names of the different basic utensils that you use to eat with during an ordinary meal? You just use...
Teller. Isn't that what you used to call it in German? Teller?
Yeah, in German, yeah. But yeah.
Plate. Spoons is Löffel in German.
Is what?
Löffel.
Oh.
Is a spoon, yeah.
Gabel is a fork.
Yeah.
Messer is a knife.
How do you say the plural of that in German?
I couldn't tell you.
No. Do you happen to know?
I never could read any German.
Yeah, you want to go over to your brother's house?
Yeah, let's go on over there. He can answer all those questions probably a lot better than we can.
He's got all that.
He's history minded.
Okay.
So, just...
You're going to go in your own pickup?
Yes, I'll go in my own pickup. You just follow me. I got a Ford pickup. You just follow me.
You can go out the back here. You got your car back.
Yeah,
here.
You just follow me. Know what part of our Germany that our parents were born and raised?
Our daddy came from Prussia.
Not our daddy, our granddaddy.
I'm talking about our granddaddy.
Yeah, our daddy. Our daddy's born and raised here in the Kenner County.
Which grandfather was this on your father's
grandfather Albright, it came from Prussia. I've got where the other ones came from, too, somewhere. He came from Prussia, and mother, I don't think mama came, she came from...
You mean your grandmother?
My grandmother. I'll have to get that, I've got it.
This was
Houseman? No. Oh, is our father,
yeah,
called
yeah,
grandfather
yeah.
And our grand and grandparents.
And I'm
I have that.
See.
Now if you want it, I can get it, but take a little bit.
No, that's okay.
You
don't have to worry about
Grandpa
that.
Came from Prussia as a young man. There's some difference in opinion of the age he was when he got here, and I have to recheck it because I know when he got here, I know when he was married, and I know when he was, and I know how old he was when he died, so I've got to check back. My father said that he was 18. The church records say that he was 24 when he got here. See, he was brought here by a ship's captain who picked him up. I don't know whether he was a stowaway or whether he worked his way over here. We don't know that. But he was alone.
But did
he was, I came over here, Robert Clayburgh. The Clayburghs are the king people down here. you don't know anything about Texas. But there was a little old town there by the name of Clinton, this side of Cuero. See, when Cuero got the railroad, it moved across the river from Clinton. Clinton was one of the old settlements, an outlaw settlement in this area here. Goliad, Clinton, Gonzales were the centers of the outlaw gangs in this South Texas area here. And of course, after the railroad came through Cuero, Clinton died out, but this Mr. had him, I guess, a